I'm going to read to start our service. Everything was ready. The moment God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to help his people just as he promised in the beginning. But how would he come? What would he be like? What would he do? Mountains would have bowed down. Seas would have roared. Trees would have clapped their hands. But the earth held its breath. As silent as snow falling, he came in. And when no one was looking, in the darkness, he came. Let's pray together as we begin this time. Father God, we thank you that we can gather together this morning, that we might not be in the same room, in the same building, but we can gather together before you. And we thank you that your Holy Spirit is here among us. And we pray that as we enjoy ourselves, as we have fun, as we sing, and as we hear your word, that you might speak to us clearly, that we would be encouraged by you and guided and led by you. We thank you for this time together, Lord, and we invite you here and ask that you'd speak to us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. I'm going to hand over to David, our narrator, as we begin our story today.
Our story begins a long time ago, but it is one that we already know. A story of a world in disarray, where leaders try to get their own way. And God, the creator of everything, had a formula to make all things sing. God's great hope was in his one and only son. He was prophesied to come and get things done. But the thought of a new leader taking power made that current regime scour and sour. God had a goal to heal the world, because since the beginning, it had just unfurled. We start not in a palace with towers, with prime ministers and presidents who rule with power, but in a humble town called Nazareth, which absolutely nothing rhymes with. And we look not to the rich and famed, but to the young girl, Mary, she was named. Soon in the story, we'll see shepherds and wise folks, because this is the plan which God invokes.
And the Bible says this: in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." So we're going to sing together as we start to think about the story of Christmas. We're going to sing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." Go, David.
Now God took his time, because God had his plan. He selected the one who would say, yes, I can. And it's important to remember that God's master plan started with the right woman for the job, not the right man. And however scared she must have been, her faith and commitment was there to be seen. So let us hear from Mary, the mother of God's son. She can tell us her story and how it had begun.
However, before we hear from Mary, please take this opportunity to don your headgear that represents Mary. Oh, you're all so traditional. Wonderful. I thought Mary might have some glittery glasses, but it is more likely she would have the blue headgear. Wonderful. So we have donned our Mary headgear to prepare ourselves to listen to Mary's story. Let us hear it now.
Let's be honest and clear about the situation. I did not want this to happen. But sometimes things occur that are out of our control, that are too big to imagine. And that is what I've had to live through. An angel telling me, God chooses you. God chooses me? What is that meant to be? My brain could never have guessed God's son was growing inside of me. And then my weird year started to unravel. A census was called to our family town we had to travel. A pregnant girl, a new husband on a path, riding on a donkey, a mule, an ass. We must have looked strange. We must have looked odd. Me on a donkey, pregnant with the Son of God. And after that long journey, we arrived in Bethlehem, ready to complete our census duty. And in the stable, God's son was born. My baby, such a cutie. He was small and gorgeous, with tiny fingers and little toes. I couldn't imagine what he'd do, but God has a plan. God knows. So even though my year has been crazy with so many surprising things, I have learned to slow down and enjoy now the joys that little baby Jesus brings. And that may seem strange, but that's the truth. And it's what I have to say, because I could never imagine the transforming power of that baby boy asleep in the hay.
So we heard from Mary herself, about how she felt. But now let's listen to what the Bible says about the story, as Rob is going to read from the book of Luke.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
So let's rejoin our narrator as we continue the story together.
Now Joseph and Mary had travelled to their ancestral town, riding a donkey wrapped, possibly, in a brown gown. Mary was pregnant, carrying the Son of God. So you'd expect a welcome, a cheer, the lot. But just a busy town with no accommodation, people gathering there for census registration. And this is an important part of the story, that Jesus was born without any glory, but they found someone to take them in, to help them out. So let's hear from him, so we're in no doubt.
But before we hear from him, let's don our headgear for the innkeeper. Oh, wonderful. Much more varied. I'm liking this. Excellent. Lots of innkeepers appear on our screen. But let us hear now from the one who welcomed Mary and Joseph.
Hi. Welcome to my inn. Now, I have seen the strangest things. It's just amazing the chaos that this census can bring. But nothing compares to what happened last night. A pregnant girl just about to give birth. What a sight. Now, I'm fully booked. There's no room in my inn. So when they turned up, there was no space within. But my cattle shed is sort of clean and sort of empty. And they were really desperate and paid me plenty. So off they went to their new glamping accommodation, and I just sat there smiling at my new innovation. But before long, I could hear a baby cry. A new baby born in my shed. This I needed to verify. So later that night, I go to say congratulations, and there's this group of shepherds talking about their observations. And they're saying that this baby born in my shed is here to save the world, to bring joy and peace, not dread. And then I realise that this is indeed an amazing thing that has happened, something I could never have imagined. This baby born asleep in a bundle of hay is here in all this chaos to show us the way. So as I'm locking up my inn for the night, I realise that my life is happier, full of God's light. And if I can be changed by this amazing event, then you too can discover the good news that God sent.
So we continue on with our story and our narrator.
Now the story has taken us from Nazareth to Bethlehem, from angels, donkeys, innkeepers, all of them. And we can discover what impact the birth of Jesus had as he was born for everyone, good or bad. And we see straight away in the story that the angels, in all their glory, didn't appear for the political powers, but lowly shepherds watching their sheep eat grass and flowers.
We're going to hear from the shepherds. Well, actually, only one of them this year, I'm afraid. But we'll hear from him in a minute. But first of all, shepherd headgear. Wear it with pride. Okay, we're there. Woolly hats, you see. I'm sure they'd have had them. Okay, let us hear. Oh, there's something going on with lots of sheep in Tunbridge. Let us hear from the shepherd.
Oh, the shepherd. I look after sheep. Well, it was Christmas Day and our socks were full of holes. On the mountainside, our flocks were in their fold. We were watching our sheep again, just as we always do. And then the most amazing thing came into view. This mass of angels suddenly arrived. Here they were. We were so surprised. The angels appeared to give the news. God's son born for shepherds with their ewes. We weren't waiting for the Son of God to arrive, but he was born so close, just by our mountainside, in a town called Bethlehem, God's son born to men. This was the news that the angels came to say. So down the hill to Bethlehem we went to see God's son and this amazing event. And there, in a stable, a baby boy. I'll be honest, my heart jumped for joy. It was the most amazing thing we've ever seen. The Son of God here for you and me. It doesn't matter who we are. This needs to be understood. God's Son was born to change the world for good. So whatever happens, whoever we are, remember the stable door wasn't closed, but ajar. And that open door is why we can enter in and discover Jesus, and then our new lives begin.
Much food for thought from the shepherd. And as we think about that, as we think about this amazing story and the reality of God coming to earth for us, we're going to have time to pause and reflect now. There'll be some images on the screen and some music playing, and just spend this moment reflecting on the story that we've heard so far. As we open the stable door, we kneel before the infant. We worship with the shepherds. We adore the Christ child. We give our love with Mary and Joseph. We wonder at the Word made flesh. We are aware of the love of God. We sing glory with the angels. We offer our gifts with the wise men. We receive the living Lord. We hold him in our hands. We go on our way rejoicing, glorifying and praising God. David.
So, is this where our story ends, where we close the door? But we know that this story continues, that there is more, because we haven't mentioned kings, or rather wise men, following stars, riding camels, following stars again. And that is true. The wise folks came and brought Jesus gifts. So now our story can end. No more twists. But the wise folks had stopped at Herod's palace to share their proclamation. And Herod felt that he was losing his grip on his nation. So in fact, the wise folks may be the end of one story, but they are also the start of another full of God's glory. A story that tells of Jesus fleeing to another land. But don't panic, they are always in God's hand. After that story comes another, and then another, and then another. And the stories keep coming as Jesus grows to become a man and fulfill everything that was in God's plan. Because the baby, born on Christmas Day, didn't always stay that way. He became the saviour of us all, whether we're fat or thin, short or tall. So wherever you are at Christmas this year, if our family is far or near, let us remember that Jesus came for you and me, for tomorrow's future with him is guaranteed.
So as we conclude this time together, may God be close to us. May we know him close to us. As we walk towards Christmas, may we be aware of the presence of Almighty God in our lives. And may God bless us and keep us and forever be with us. Amen.